big brown snake.
Jesus Christ. Justin's done two Asian impressions already, and we're 1 minute, 47 seconds
fucking
in.
Fucking quoting the goddamn Chappelle Show, which they did as...
Text two.
You really have Mary-Kate Nasty Olsen?
You damn right I do.
I gotta put that up.
Instead of Showgirls? Nick, you're a strange duck.
Yeah, I got mine?
I got that copy of Big the other day, even though I already had the other one.
Welcome to the Frog Brothers Kaiju Vision.
Hello and welcome to Strange Glow Video presents Kaiju Vision. Tonight we will talk about the 1984 film Godzilla.
Godzilla.
The Return of Godzilla.
Return of Godzilla.
Godzilla 84. Da, da,
da, da, there's many titles.
Godzilla 85. Godzilla.
There's a little bit of stuff going on with this. So you can watch.
That song was first played in this movie. Listen for it.
Many versions of this film.
That's the American version. I was singing the Blue Oyster Cult song.
I know.
That's not in this movie.
Yeah, it is.
The version. From
the American version.
The end credits song, though, is genuinely something I listen on playlists all the time.
There's some really good scores in these films.
I have a playlist of Japanese music. And
Japanese.
There's some.
Like that song about turning Japanese?
No. Like 80s Japanese pop. It's fucking so good. And it sounds a lot like that ending song, but that one. This
is that
one sounds,
song about having an orgasm?
It's about Godzilla.
Turning Japanese is a masturbation song, yes.
Oh, it's about masturbation orgasms?
Turning Jesus. Japanese, yeah. That's
we're talking about Godzilla.
Yeah, but you gotta wonder if Godzilla jerks off.
You can't reach it.
He doesn't have...
Not the same way, anyway. If he does, he's humping something.
He doesn't have a visible penis.
Well, he might, like, lay on the couch and throw his legs over his head, you know?
He doesn't have a couch. He has a volcano. He probably sticks his cock in the volcano and fucks the lava.
Oh, like the Chappelle Show spoof. I get it.
Yeah.
Big brown snake.
Jesus Christ. Justin's done two Asian impressions already, and we're...
No!
1 minute, 47 seconds
fucking
in.
Fucking quoting the goddamn Chappelle Show, which they did as...
Text two.
You really have Mary-Kate Nasty Olsen?
You damn right I do.
I gotta put that up.
Instead of Showgirls? Nick, you're a strange duck.
Yeah, I got mine?
I got that copy of Big the other day, even though I already had the other one.
Yeah, but you're changing what's in the stack here.
It takes two.
Well, we had Showgirls up for the last video.
So I watched this movie in Japanese, no dub.
Because you're a fucking weirdo.
That's he didn't what I, have a choice, I guess.
That's what I had available for me for my streaming choices that I could sling from my phone to my TV.
So you probably don't have details written down like it's that it takes place on Daikoku Island at first.
Is it not Daikoku in Japanese?
No, it is, but I mean, it? I feel like it probably just sounds like mushmash to him. He can't see anything. You know what I mean? Does that even sound recognizable, Daikoku?
Yeah, some of the words will make sense. Are you making this up?
I didn't
know. No, it's written there, though.
You don't have to listen. I mean, you don't have to listen to enjoy a movie. I heard all the sound effects, all the fun shit in there.
Dun, dun, dun.
There's rocky-ass water after the volcano eruption. And
rocky-ass water.
That's what I wrote. And then you get the Godzilla roar, and he comes through... The music is fucking epic. We love it. The guy on boat listening to the report sees the actual missing boat or whatever mm-hmm. that they're talking about on the report that he's listening to, and he sees it, and he's like, hello, there's nobody on there. So he's like, all right, I'm going to go investigate, because fuck
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the journalist goes out there, yeah.
And, so he's exploring the boat, and he comes across... a corpse, and at the same time, a bunch of dope vintage electronics.
Yes, all those electronics in there, I'm like, these are great.
Yeah. And it looks like it would have happened a while ago, but there's a lot of goo there, and it's pretty
Why
gross.
Because you're fucking breathing and burping right in the microphone, you fucking heathen.
And then there's the parasites.
Yes, those things are fucking cool.
I love these, and I love it because it's so 80s as fuck.
that little thing on a string, like floating across the room to attack him. Yeah, that's a little cheesy. And then he throws himself down. It's
but like, it still works.
I think the little fairy girl should be in every one of these, personally.
Yeah, I mean.
They were the Mothra girls, though.
Yeah, they're from Mothra. Team Mothra.
They should still be in every one.
No, I love those.
Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah, Steve Guttenberg.
And Kirstie Alley?
He shows up.
Yeah, and fights Godzilla.
Exactly.
Gets defeated very easily.
Godzilla versus the Goot.
I didn't know Kirstie Alley and Steve Guttenberg were in that. We're going to have to review this.
Hmm.
Did you even watch Godzilla, Nick?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's like the kid. He's like He's like fucking Rain Man over here.
I'm reading the back of this box.
Definitely Kirstie Alley.
Yeah, definitely Steve Kirstie Guttenberg. Alley.
Steve Guttenberg. And it takes two. Steve Guttenberg.
You have this lovely picture of Elvira right in front of you, and you're reading the back of a cardboard
box. I've seen that before.
Fucking this guy.
They show... Well, the guy woke up, and they saved him. They call an editor. They show him the old Godzilla pics, and he's like, oh, shit, yeah, that's what I saw. And they're like, oh, so it is Godzilla.
Yeah.
He didn't see another giant lizard, did he?
Because at this point, this is a direct sequel to the original, so anything previous had been ignored at this point.
Yeah.
So Godzilla was the first series to do that. It wasn't the Halloween movies or anything.
Yeah.
We're ignoring all the sequels.
It's the first that I know of, anyway. And they determined that these...
Maybe Tarzan did it.
These people were killed by sea lice, and then they
Sea lice?
Have you seen this, Justin? You heard about this in Japanese? I mean, because they're just sitting there talking. This is what I'm talking about. Like, I figure it's just hilarious
lice,
to you.
Sea lice is crabs, right?
I mean, I get the good action sequences.
The sea lice, though. This is new. Did you hear me? Seen about this? You heard about this? The sea lice have mutated because they've been feeding off Godzilla.
Sea
lice. So they're giant sea lice.
Giant sea lions.
Sea lice.
I know, but it's when crabs. You say it as Jay Leno, it sounds like lion.
It's sea lice.
Sea lions.
It's Godzilla.
My face got burned up, and I'm out of the hospital.
Godzilla's
right
destroying Tokyo. You seen this? Heard about this?
I crashed my car into a police car. You seen this? You heard about this? That's a funny video.
I caught on fire. Second degree burns all over myself.
I love how Godzilla looks in this movie.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Standard, right?
Yeah.
Pretty standard.
Pretty good, though.
Yeah, but the face has some pretty good stuff on there, too.
Yeah, that's when they talk about how it's 50 years later.
30.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I was looking at 54 when I read that. 54 to 84.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they have the professor talk. And then Godzilla starts fucking some shit up.
Yeah.
Looks like a factory.
He goes and feeds at the nuclear facility.
And he starts fucking sticking his head right in the fucking thing. And they're like, what's he doing? And they're like, what do you think he's doing?
He's charging. It's like a lithium ion battery. Like,
I love
tails. Like,
have we gotten to the part where the Americans and Russians are trying to get permission to bomb?
Well, he attacks the Russian sub, Godzilla does, and the Russians think it's the Americans attacking it, and the Japanese are like, hold up, we gotta stop these motherfuckers from fucking this shit up because it's just Godzilla. It's not the Americans attacking the Russians. We gotta fucking stop these motherfuckers.
They don't want nuclear annihilation going on. They already know what happens when Americans act irresponsibly.
Yeah. And then you have a Godzilla newsprint montage. Mm-hmm. Classic.
Classic 80s thing, man.
Like it's almost exactly verbatim the music from Airplane when they do the montage with the newspapers. Well,
but that fucking works, though. Like, that's such a sign of the times thing, but it really tells the story.
Did they do the spinning newspaper?
I don't know if they did.
On the printing press, like where they're showing that piece? Yeah.
The first 45 minutes I watched, I was drunk, so. A little hazy on the detail.
They just,
it was hilarious.
Nukes, they're blasting missiles out the fucking ass at Godzilla. This is way later on, because there's a bunch of stuff that I just didn't take notes on. I just kind of watched the movie and chilled with, because...
What the fuck? Those flying little spaceships.
Oh, the little,
They were shooting laser beams at it?
Yeah, it's a government thing that was,
Are you doing the lisp of the Jay Leno lisp?
It's just, like, residual now. It's just a little bit there.
So it's a government ship, you see. We were talking, everybody's talking, you know, they're talking. What are we doing about Godzilla? Godzilla's a big problem.
Japanese have these spaceships.
Yeah, he's a big problem with big feet.
And he's walking around, he's got a big old thong hanging down between his knees, wrecking buildings. He's coming on, people. Why is children? My son saw this penis hanging around. Anyway,
Okay. I like how it was Jay Leno.
Heard about this?
You went off the deep end. Godzilla dick.
Did Jay Leno have a son?
Godzilla's massive penis by Jay Leno. It's an essay.
Son of Godzilla. That's me.
Well, you asked me about the spaceship thing. It's a government thing that they said they made and were saving in reserve in case something fucked up happened. And it wasn't even specifically for Godzilla. It was for like an attack on their country, like in defense. And a lot of these movies, these Japanese Godzilla movies, get very political. And like even Shin Godzilla is probably the biggest example of that by the time they're at that movie. But this one has a good amount of it too, the bureaucracy and stuff.
Shin Godzilla is the one where he's like mutating throughout the whole time.
I love it.
Yeah, but this does a good job of setting up the political stuff, because you can see, like, and in my notes, I just said, like, the little version of NATO that they had, right? And I was like, okay, so these are things that are going on. Like, you see the Americans fighting with the Russians, and then Japan's like, no, you guys are fucking idiots. And they do a good job of making Americans and Russians look like fucking idiots. I love that part about this movie. Made me happy.
So then there's some downtown fuckery. Godzilla shows up,
comes out of the water. Up downtown.
He's like, all right, I'm going to fuck this world up now. And this is sort of where you see the Ghostbusters poster in there during his downtown entrance, which is pretty cool. Nick's like, I don't remember this.
You don't remember the Ghostbusters poster in there?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, that was great. Obviously, that poster was popular during filming, so.
Yeah, so that's fun. The model sets here, I love it.
The model sets look great.
It's one of my favorite Godzilla sequences ever, is this to the end of the movie, basically.
Well, the model sets look amazing, and it just reminds you of, like, Power Rangers, like, to the next level.
Well, yeah, right? It's like high-budget Power Rangers.
Yes.
The ending sequence here is very much like the ending of Power Rangers, the movie, but it's much better than Power Rangers.
And, you know, as a kid, I always wondered why I liked the Dragonzord the best in Power Rangers, and it's strictly Godzilla. You're just like, this is, Mechagodzilla. Yeah, Mechagodzilla's pretty cool, but, I mean, the Dragonzord's pretty fucking cool, too.
Yeah, so then they start lasering Godzilla with that spaceship, basically. And Godzilla's like, ah, shit, this is fucking me up. Ah, shit, I don't like it.
What did they shoot in his mouth?
Like a fucking missile, I think, or something exploded.
Was he bleeding green or something? Well, something was coming out of his mouth.
And then he fucking falls over into a building for a while and takes a nap.
You hear his heartbeat, and then, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he had heartburn from swallowing the missile. I don't
know. Well, and then he wakes up, starts fucking some more shit up, and then is like, all right, well,
time to hit the dusty trail.
Yep, I'm going to go back to my volcano now. Do some Godzilla shit. You guys know where to find me.
He's like basically like it at the end of the first movie. Or the first half, like where he's like, ah, I got to go hide in the sewer for a while here. Somebody better seal me off in here for a little bit and I'll be back in about 27
Is he Beetlejuice?
He came back 30 years. Yeah, that's true. There is a Beetlejuice reference in that 90s show.
But not in this movie.
Well, at least that had come out.
This
true.
On VHS.
And like I said before, I love this ending credits song.
The ending credits in this is, yeah, that's a good tune. This is a lot of fun, though, for, because, you know, some of the Godzilla stuff was like really hit or miss.
Godzilla, goodbye now, Godzilla.
Some of the Godzilla movies are hit or miss, but this one's like a really good.
It's easily in my top five.
Let's do Son of Godzilla next time. Is that what it's called?
I mean, we can do any
of them.
I
think
so. That one's goofy.
That one's fucking ridiculous. But
that doesn't necessarily make them bad, though. Ridiculous can be a great
just
thing.
All you have to do is literally Google images search of the Godzilla's child in that movie.
Oh, I know. It's
and you don't
bad.
Even it's
you don't even need to watch the movie at that point. Yeah, you just know. Like, this is serious.
I've got, I think, 5 Godzilla tapes on VHS, I want to say.
You got the one in front of us here.
I have Godzilla King of the Monsters on VHS, which is the original, but the American version. I have King Kong versus Godzilla.
King Kong.
Godzilla versus Gigan. Godzilla versus Megalon.
Got a King Kong anniversary.
And Godzilla 2000. And Godzilla 98.
Of course. How would you rate this compared to other Godzilla films?
It's in my top 5.
Top 5?
It might be my top 2 even. You
top
know
5? Top Godzilla movies?
Yeah. Where do you rate it?
I have no idea.
I'd say top 10 for sure.
I'd have to. I don't know.
But man,
I'd have to watch them all. Back to back.
I haven't even seen them all. So,
from what I've seen, though, I could easily tell you it's top 10 of what I've seen. Because, I mean, you know, I've seen so many on TNT back in the day and everything else. Just when they play
That's
them
why
all
I
time.
Used to watch them all the time.
Yeah. But this one holds up. It's a fun movie. It's just serious enough, though, that you can kind of tell, like, they're still examining the nuclear fallout and what that did to society in Japan.
Yeah.
I mean, it's social commentary, and people would say this is a woke movie. Like, oh, God, they're on talking about nuclear policy and everything else. And you're like, no, this is very fucking pertinent stuff.
Godzilla is trans. So,
well, Godzilla doesn't identify as anything.
Godzilla identifies as whatever Godzilla. It wants to be.
Yeah.
Godzilla.
Well, that was a pretty short view for Godzilla, but got anything else to say about it?
Godzilla.
And yeah, Nick, you're pretty quiet on this. You said you were drunk the first half of the movie. What were you drinking? Or were you drunk?
Wild
on?
Turkey or something.
Wild turkey or something? You don't even know what you're drinking?
I think so.
Well, that's beautiful.
That was the first 45 minutes, or 38 minutes, I think it was. When I started up, it was at 38 minutes. So. Finished it today.
Oh, I see. So you're falling asleep drunk when you watched the first half?
No, I stopped it. I didn't fall asleep.
But you were tired.
I was...
I don't think you gave this a fair shake.
Out of whack, yeah. I watched most over an hour sober. It's fine.
Well, that's Nick for you. All right, well... If you're not on our Patreon,
the bad dub is really funny when you're drunk, though.
I bet. Jump over to our Patreon, sign up for $3 a month.
Be a patron.
And we'll send you a sticker set for signing up.
Sticker set.
Patreon.com/strangeglowvideo.
Enter
$3 a month, people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a deal.
I'm going to do a review of that 90s show. It's going to be up before the end of January.
I'm going to do a review of that 80s show.
Good. You should.
I do want to watch it because
I've watched episodes. Because
Dennis is in it.
You know what? Actually, I saw Mortal Kombat Conquest is on HBO Max, and I might have to get HBO Max because of that.
Is that the TV show?
That's the live action TV show from the 90s. Yeah,
that was awful.
It would air like isn't, at the same next to fucking Xena.
Isn't, what's her name? Katana?
That's one of the characters' names, yes.
And the girl that played her in the movies, didn't she come back for the TV show? Or am I thinking
nobody did. I don't think.
I was thinking somebody did.
But there's also the cartoon Defenders of the Realm, and that one's the cartoon, and I found that one on Daily Motion.
That one wasn't too bad, was it? The cartoon?
Well, I mean, it's not great, but it's entertaining. Mm. But it is weird as fuck.
A lot of that stuff gets weird when they're like, hey, let's do a TV series about this. You're like, no.
Very low budget.
Yeah, kind of. Well, that's Godzilla. 1984, or The Return of Godzilla.
Return.
Tune back in.
Return of Godzilla.
Next week for a live episode. We'll be live streaming.
Live.
Potentially. We'll have to figure that out.
Live.
If I don't have my internet back in time, we might not be, but we'll figure that out.
We'll do. I got some Windows 95 dial-up. No, not Windows 95.
It's my birthday week next week, so if we have to substitute anything, I will take care of that.
We'll be filming from Twin Peaks.
I wish.
The restaurant.
I wish. No, no. Not that. I thought you meant like Washington.
The Washington restaurant they actually filmed in? Yes, that'd be a good trip.
Yeah.
That's on the list, but finances.
Well, that's it. Good night.
Good night.
To return some videotapes. To return some